Support for Blues Vox comes from Joe and Barbara White of Lake Charles, paying their dues to support the blues.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Romney-Ryan campaign heads back to the battleground state of Ohio in a few hours, apparently energized by Congressman Paul Ryan's performance in the debate against Vice President Joe Biden in Kentucky last night. NPR's Ron Elving says Ryan had to show he could hold his own against Biden, who is widely described as more aggressive than his younger challenger in the televised event.
Paul Ryan has often been critical of Joe Biden and particularly suggesting that Joe Biden was not able to represent the president well or was not able to keep himself on topic or keep from committing gaffes when he had public appearances. So Paul Ryan came into this needing to show perhaps a little more surface respect, but also clearly still holding the vice president a little bit in the regard of someone who might make a big mistake at any moment.
NPR's Ron Elving. Vice President Biden campaigns in Ryan's home state of Wisconsin this afternoon. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel has accepted the resignation of the district's school chief barely a month after a teacher strike paralyzed the city. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports it could signal more turmoil for the nation's third largest school system.
Jean-Claude Brizard, the Haitian-born educator hired with great fanfare 17 months ago, did not get high marks before or after the September 10 teacher strike. According to news accounts, it was his management style that displeased Mayor Emanuel. Still, the Chicago Teachers Union called the dismissal shocking, warning that the instability in the district's leadership could produce more chaos. Brizard made it clear that he had been forced out, telling the Chicago Tribune he loved the people he worked with in Chicago, especially the kids. His replacement is Barbara Bird Bennett, a former teacher who played a prominent role during negotiations with a union. Claudia Sanchez, NPR News.
Now on to Egypt, where clashes have broken out in Cairo's Tahrir Square between Muslim Brotherhood supporters and anti-Brotherhood protesters, with at least 41 people injured. More details from Merrick Kennedy.
It's chaos in the square. Men hurl stones at each other, and the injured are carried away. Ahmed Naguib, an activist who supports the demands of both protests, looks on.
I think the purpose of this day is being sidetracked.
The Muslim Brotherhood had called for protests in Tahrir against a controversial court ruling, which exonerated former regime figures from charges of plotting to kill protesters during the revolution. Liberal and leftist groups were there to protest against what they see as the slow pace of reform under President Morsi, a former Muslim Brotherhood leader. Those protests devolved quickly into clashes. For NPR News, I'm Merritt Kennedy in Cairo.
Dow is down 15 at 13,311. NASDAQ off 6 at 3,043. S&P 500 down 6 points. This is NPR. This year's recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize is the European Union for fostering reconciliation, democracy, and human rights on the continent. The decision is meeting with mixed reactions because the EU is also in the throes of a debt crisis. But European Commission President José Manuel Barroso says it's a great honor for all Europeans in the 27-nation bloc.
Through its transformative power, the European Union was able, starting with 6 countries, to reunite almost all the European continent.
About 500 million people live within the EU. Mexican legislators have passed a money laundering law to try to curb the cash deluge of wealthy drug cartels. James Blears has been following the money trail.
Mexico's President Felipe Calderon forwarded this proposed legislation to Congress 2 years ago, but petty partisan bickering held it back until now. It severely restricts what can be bought in money terms, including homes, businesses, vehicles, and luxury items, which the cartels are fond of snapping up with cold hard cash. Mexico's illicit narcotics trade has transformed into an industry with an annual turnover in excess of $40 billion. Its most powerful drug trafficker, Joaquin Shorty Guzman, who leads the Sinaloa cartel, is a billionaire who's annually mentioned on Forbes' richest and most powerful lists. For NPR News, I'm James Blears in Mexico City.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow is down 13 points at 13,313. NASDAQ off 5 at 3,044 and the S&P 500 down slightly at 1,428. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Staples Copy and Print, with print products and services for businesses like brochures and presentations at Staples stores or staples.com/copy and print.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. You are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you for the rest of the hour. At 1 o'clock, do stay tuned for American Roots with Nick Spitzer. And at 3 o'clock, stay tuned for Freetown Radio with Roger Cash. We're going to start off this hour of the Blues Box with Charles Brown, originally from Texas City, Texas. As a young man, he studied classical piano. He also got a degree in chemistry and ended up working in that field in World War II. He traveled out to the West Coast, and by the mid-1940s, he was making some very good and influential music. Here is Charles Brown from sort of a comeback disc from 1990. The disc is called All My Life. Charles Brown on piano and vocals.
Whiskey, it made me lose my happy home. Bad, bad whiskey, bad, bad whiskey, bad, bad whiskey, it made me lose my happy home. When I left home this morning, I promised I would think, stay real straight and sober. Swore that I wouldn't drink. Bad, bad whiskey. Bad, bad whiskey. Bad, bad whiskey. It made me lose my happy home. Daddy had a party. Those chicks were running loose. We started out drinking soda. Ended up drinking juice on bad, bad whiskey. Bad, bad whiskey. Bad, bad whiskey. It made me lose my happy home.
from the early 1970s. That, of course, was Professor Longhair. Fest recorded in Baton Rouge doing a number called A Gone So Long. Before hearing Professor Longhair, we heard the late Charles Brown from a disc called All My Life. Brown recorded around 1990 doing a number called Bad Whiskey. Next here on the Blues Box on KRVS, we've got some contemporary blues from Damon Fowler. He records on Blind Pig Records out of the Bay Area of California. We're going to listen to Damon from his latest disc, Devil Got His Way. Damon on guitar and vocals with 28 Degrees.
Support for Blues Box comes from Begno Manufacturing. Begno is a precision sheet metal shop that combines high-tech laser equipment while strengthening the company's commitment to the community. Begno offers a tour of the facility and lunch every Friday. The telephone number is 237-5069.
done left me. I ain't good looking, baby. Someone's real kind. Going to the country. Baby, do you wanna go? Naughty. If you can't make it, baby, it's just a Lucille such you wanna go.
From 1970 and from Atlanta, Georgia, Duane Allman, Greg Allman, Dickie Betts, Barry Oakley, Butch Trucks, the Allman Brothers with their rendition of Statesboro Blues. They were preceded here on the Blues Box on KRVS by Damon Fowler. We heard him do one of his tracks from his disc, A Devil Got His Way, a number called 28 Degrees. And of course, that last tune, Statesboro Blues, was first recorded by another Atlanta denizen back in 1928, in fact. We're talking about Blind Willie McTell. We're going to listen next to Blind Willie McTell. Statesboro Blues is one of his very well-known pieces, as was this next one from 1931. Here is McTell with Broke Down Engine Blues.
A broke down engine ain't got no driving wheel. Feel like a broke down engine, mama, ain't got no driving wheel. Y'all been down and lonesome, you know how a poor man feels. I've been shooting craps and gambling, mama, and I done got broke. I've been shooting craps and gambling, honey, and I done got broke. I done pawned my pistol, mama, and my best clothes and soul. Lordy, Lord, Lordy, Lordy, Lord, Lordy, Lord, Lordy, Lordy, Lord. I went down to my praying ground and fell on bending knees. I went down to my praying ground and fell on bending knees. I ain't crying for no religion, Lordy, give me back my good gal, please. If you give me my baby, Lord, I won't worry you no more. If you give me my baby, I won't worry you no more. You ain't got to put in my house, Lordy, only lead her to my door. Lordy, Lord, Lordy, Lordy, Lord, Lordy, Lord, Lordy, Lordy, Lord. Don't you hear me, baby, rapping on your door? Don't you hear your daddy rapping on your door? Can I get out, snake limit and tap it, flat and tip light across your floor? Feel like a broke down angel, ain't got no drivers at all. feel like a broke down engine, ma, ain't got no drive at all. Wine makes me love my woman, she can really do the Georgia crawl. Lordy, 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 lordy. Feel like a broke down angel, ain't got no whistle or bell. Feel like a broke down angel, ain't got no whistle or bell. If you're the real hot mama, drive away daddy's weeping spell. I won't be back no more, baby.
Somebody wagon, and how could that good road down? I said so many wagon, and cut that good road down. And the girl I love, mama don't want me around. Maybe I can't drink whiskey, but I'm a fool by my homemade wine. Maybe I can't drink whiskey, but I'm a fool by my homemade wine. And no sense in leaving daddy to make this day all the time. Want these men to act like them oxen dogs. I said these women want these men to act like them oxen dogs. Grab a pick and shovel and roll from sun to sun. I got a guide for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday too. I got a girl for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, too. I'm gonna sweeten up on a Saturday what the women through the week gonna do. So look for me on Sunday. I wanna take feed me to Sunday school. Sunday, I want to take baby to Sunday school. She's a fine looking vampire, but she ain't never learned that one.
From 1928, recorded in Chicago, that was Blind Lemon Jefferson with a tune called Chalk House Blues. Originally from Wortham, Texas, he traveled extensively throughout the Southwest and went south to Mississippi Delta as far east as Atlanta before ending up in Chicago, recommended by a promoter to Paramount Records. He recorded for Paramount from 1926 and through 1929, whereupon he died at the age of 32. One of the most influential blues man of his era, his guitar style was very, very interesting and at the time, and of course very influential as far as that blues man for generations to come. Quite a player, Blind Lemon Jefferson. Before hearing Lemon, we heard Blind Willie McTell from Atlanta. McTell from 1931 doing his classic Broke Down Engine. And many, many blues artists were influenced by Blind Lemon Jefferson. A young boy in the 1920s was a little fella by the name of Lightning Hopkins who met Blind Lemon Jefferson at a picnic. And it was at that point that Lightning decided that he was going to play blues. And we're going to listen to Lightning playing blues from somewhere 1947 to 1950, within that time span. Here's Lightning Hopkins with Shining Moon.
Don't this shining moon look pretty? Yeah. Shining down through the trees. Don't the moon look pretty? Shining down through the trees. I can see my baby, baby, dog, when she don't see me. I looked up at the shining moon. Stars were sparkling green. I looked up at the shining moon. Stars were sparkling green. I got a sweet little woman. That a man most ever seen. I go to her window, see how sweet she snows. I tiptoe to her window, see how sweet she snows. She made me feel like jumping, jumping. She holds on the door.
Darling, I'll be 6 feet in my grave. low-down slave.
From 1942, that was T-Bone Walker on guitar and vocals with Mino World. T-Bone Walker was another blues artist that was heavily influenced by Blind Lemon Jefferson. As a boy, as a young boy, T-Bone Walker led Blind Lemon Jefferson around the streets of Dallas collecting money in his tin cup. And, of course, as Jefferson was influential, so too would T-Bone Walker be hugely, enormously influential. Many consider him the architect of modern blues. Before hearing T-Bone Walker, we heard Lightning Hopkins here on KRVS from the late 1940s. Lightning Hopkins doing a number called Shining Moon. We're going to turn next to another very, very influential blues man, one that Eric Clapton said was the most important one ever to record. From 1937, here's Robert Johnson.
Followed her to the station with my suitcase in my hand, and I followed her to the station with suitcase in my hand. Well, it's hard to tell, and all your love's in vain. All your love's in vain. And the train pulled up to the station, and I looked her in the eye. When the train rolled up to the station, and I looked her in the eye. Well, I felt lonesome, I was lonesome, and I could not help but cry. All my love's in vain. And the train, it left the station with two lights on behind. When the train, it left the station with two lights on behind. Blue, and the red light was my mind. All my love's in vain.
Support for Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop and independent pharmacist Joel Frugier. Acadiana Prescription Shop is located in Lafayette's Oil Center next to Hyman's. The number for Acadiana Prescription Shop is 233-4017.
Stay right by.
right. Love and treat her right. Love and treat her right.
Big Head Blues Club, Big Head Todd and the Monsters, and some of them anyway long, with on this track special guests, and Hubert Sumlin on guitar, Ruthie Foster assisting on vocals, Lightning Malcolm also on guitar. When You Got a Good Friend, this is from a disc called 100 Years of Robert Johnson, a tribute to Robert Johnson. Of course, he was born in 1911, died at the age of, 27? I think even that's a little bit in dispute, but anyway, a nice rendition of an old Robert Johnson tune. And of course, we heard Johnson before hearing Big Head Todd and his friends of the Big Head Blues Club. We heard Robert Johnson from June of 1937 doing his classic Love in Vain. Next year on the Blues Box on KRVS, we're going to go back to 1984. I'll listen to Sugar Ray Norcia on vocals with Ronnie Earle and the Broadcasters doing You Give Me Nothing But the Blues.
You give me nothing. You give me nothing but the blues. You give me nothing. You give me nothing but the blues. You give me nothing but the blues, baby. I still go for you. You always lie to me. You've always been untrue. You've always lied to me. You've always been untrue. You give me nothing but the blues, baby. I still go for you. You made my night so miserable. You made my day so blue. You make my night so miserable. You make my day so blue. You give me nothing but the blues, baby. I still go for you. No one can but you. Come on and ease my troubles. No one can but you. You give me nothing but the blues, baby. I still go for you. You give me nothing. You give me nothing but the blues. You give me nothing. You give me nothing but the blues. You give me nothing but the blues, baby. I still go for you.
You don't have.
be loved that way. Every day. Oh!
From 1967, that was Magic Sam, Every Night and Every Day. Magic Sam, one of the architects of the West Side sound of Chicago blues back in the 1950s and early 60s. Actually, the early 60s, he'd been drafted, spent some time in the Army, which apparently upset him quite a bit. He had a rough time. But anyway, a wonderful blues stylist, originally from Mississippi. Before hearing Magic Sam here on the Blues Box on KRVS, we heard Ronnie Earl and the Broadcaster. Again, with Sugar Ray Norcia on vocals doing a number called You Give Me Nothing But the Blues. And we turn next to another very important blues stylist, Albert Collins, the late Albert Collins from Houston, Texas, or originally from Houston anyway. Here's Collins along with Kim Wilson on blues harp and on second guitar, Coco Montoya. Albert Collins with a number called Tired Man.
No, I ain't got time to play. You know I always love you, baby. You know I love you every night and every night and every day. I had to fix my breakfast and dinner, baby. I have to do it every day. Yes, I'm gonna fix my breakfast and dinner. I have to do it every day. When I come home from work, to watch your TV play. Tired man. time to play. I want you to know I'm still loving you, baby. Every night, every day.
Albert Collins once again with Tired Man from the Disc Collins Mix. That about wraps up this edition of the Blues Box for this Friday anyway here on KRVS. I'm Raoul Bro. I'd like to thank you for tuning in today and also invite you to stay tuned. There is more good music coming your way in just a few minutes on the program American Roots, hosted by Nick Spitzer. And following that, more good music on the program Freetown Radio, which is hosted by Roger Cash. And then do stay tuned this evening at 7 p.m. Big Band Swing with Lee Klein Peter. And also tomorrow there'll be a lot of great music on KRVS with John and MC, and then, of course, a lot of the festival broadcasts. So tune in to us throughout the weekend. And this program is brought to you in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, also from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and by listeners like you. We are member-supported public radio. If you are a member, we extend our sincere thanks to you for that. But if you're not, we hope that you'll consider becoming one. You can find out all you need to know about membership at our website, krvs.org. You can pledge securely online, or you can pledge during the fundraiser, which will be starting next Friday. But hey, why wait? Do it now, and then you can just sit back and relax and enjoy all the programs. We can't bring you these programs without your continued support, and we appreciate those of you who do support us. To take us on up to the top of the hour at American Roots, a few bars from the late George Harmonica Smith. Back in the mid-1950s, he played with Muddy Waters, did that on and off a few years later. Here he is with a piece called Boogieing with George. Have a great weekend.
Everyone, this is Pat Mitchell-Worley, and coming up next time on Bill Street Caravan, we're going to go to the 2012 Blues Music Awards in Memphis, Tennessee. That plus we'll go into the Bill Street Caravan vault and hear from the late Jerry Wexler with his series On the Record. That's all coming up next time on Bill Street.